From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that ethics are back in Albany. Well, at least the Senate Ethics and Internal Governance Committee is back. After only meeting twice in the last 2 years under Republican leadership, Democrats have already led the committee to taking part in a joint hearing on sexual harassment in the workplace and considering two bills. One proposal requires interpreters or assistive listening devices to be available for certain public hearings and meetings, and another bill would create a nonpartisan budget office to aid the state legislature. In all, the State Ethics Committee is looking at 11 bills, and a spokesperson for Chairperson Alessandria Biaggi said, and I quote, "The first focus of the Ethics Committee is dealing with the issue of sexual harassment and ensuring that New York State is a leader in making sure everyone is safe at work," end quote. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, spoke to the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce on February 21st, explaining about his first month in office. Delgado said, and I quote, "As a new member of Congress, I can tell you it was a bit disorienting trying to figure out the lay of the land amidst the longest shutdown of the government in the country's history, and it was profoundly irresponsible and reckless," end quote. A business owner asked the 19th Congressional District Representative about health care costs. He said, and I quote, "What we can do is inject a public competitor into the system and make sure there's at least a floor that will drive down the premiums and drive down the deductibles. We're the only developed country without some form of universal health care. Whether it's a single-payer system, whether it's a public option, we don't have anything, and we've got to change that," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports from Columbia Green Media that four Hudson residents were added as non-voting members to the city's Youth, Education, Seniors, and Recreation Committee of the Hudson Common Council on February 19th. Elena Mosley, Lisa Hines, Kathy Clark, and Kaya Weidman were added at the council's regular monthly meeting. The four have ties to youth organizations in the area as members of the Hudson Out of School Time Collaborative. Mosley said, and I quote, "It makes sense that we start working together and partner with the youth department," end quote. Mosley is the director of Operate Unite, a progressive youth education organization. Weidman serves as the executive director of Kite's Nest, a center for laboratory education located in Hudson. Clark is the program director of the Hudson Blue Hawk Nation After School Program, and Hines is the community engagement coordinator for Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. The additions come after Mayor Rick Rector removed Nick Zakos as youth department director and then reversed Zakos' demotion after public outcry. As non-voting members, the four will only advise the committee. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature February 20th approved a $50,000 community development block grant loan to help Liam and Laura Singer from Hilo buy Doubles 2, a nightclub on Water Street in Catskill. Current Doubles 2 owner Sam Aldi spoke about the sale. Aldi said, and I quote, "It's not a closing of a business, but a metamorphosis of one. A lot of people wanted to buy it, but I wanted to sell it to people who would carry on the mission of making it a fun place to go," end quote. Hilo is a cafe with live performers some evenings, and Doubles 2 has had DJs perform on weekends for years. The Singers did not reveal their plans to the newspaper, but Aldi says, and I quote, "There will be more hours, more time, more entertainment. I'm very happy," end quote. Aldi plans a closing party for Doubles 2 next month. Full disclosure, WGXC web streams events from Hilo in Catskill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.